You're listening to the Daily Treasure Podcast, produced by Mark Inc. Ministries. I'm Sharon Betters, and we are continuing on our journey to Christmas with the midwives of the Messiah. Today's devotional is called The Valley of Death, and today's treasure is from Psalm 23:4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. David was at a fork in the road, with simmering rage toward God for taking his son, be the grid through which he lived life, or would he submit in repentance to the sovereignty of God? David responds by getting up, cleaning up, and worshiping God. He ate, and when his servants asked how he could respond to the death of his child this way, when he had grieved so deeply the past week, David responded. He said, "While the child was still alive, I fasted and wept. For I said, who knows whether the Lord will be gracious to me, that the child may live? But now he is dead. Why should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he will not return to me." 2 Samuel 12, verses 22 through 23. How beautifully reminiscent of similar words of hope that David penned in Psalm 23:6. "And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." The choice David made corresponds to that point in time when God began to call him a man after his own heart. God blessed David's repentance with a more positive event that followed. As we read in 2 Samuel 12:24, "Then David comforted his wife Bathsheba, and went into her and lay with her, and she bore a son, and he called his name Solomon. And the Lord loved him and sent a message by Nathan the prophet. So he called his name Jedidiah because of the Lord." Though grieving himself in time, David comforted Bathsheba. I imagine that tears covered that time of lovemaking as David took responsibility for the death of their son and shouldered responsibility for the grief of his wife, Bathsheba. Through Nathan the prophet, the Lord told David to name his son Jedidiah, which means beloved of the Lord. Imagine the sweet moment that David and Bathsheba received this redeeming love message from Nathan. Yet David would bear the curse of his restless home in a variety of ways, such as the betrayal by his own son Absalom and the many, many wars David would have to fight. He yearned for peace when there was no peace. He would never see that great temple built, for God stripped him of that privilege. Sadly, as is often the case, David's anguish impacted Bathsheba, his wife. What gift are you yearning for that cannot be broken? David declared in Psalm 51 that his sin was ever before me. Yet, the words of Psalm 23, also written by David, speak comfort and peace, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Which is it, friends? I think it's both. God's redeeming love through the sacrifice of his dear son Jesus draws his children to repentance. We may have lifelong consequences. Our sin may ever be before us, but we face them with the confidence that no matter how dark the journey, he goes with us. There is so much we cannot unpack in this passage, but gift yourself with the time to read Bathsheba's story slowly in Scripture. Watch for the signs of grace that David ignored and ask yourself if you too are receiving signs of grace that you are ignoring. You may not think that person, that friend who loves you, is encouraging you to walk on a different pathway away from sinful choices. But that is a sign of grace. That is a gift of grace that God is sending your way to protect you from the consequences of willful sin. Friends, thanks so much for joining us. And as we close today, I want to encourage you to check out my book, Treasures in Darkness, A Grieving Mother Shares Her Heart. You know, Christmas is a really hard time for those who are brokenhearted. And it's possible that your friend would be encouraged by the book Treasures in Darkness, or maybe you need this kind of a book to help you walk through these dark days. It is also available in audio format. I recorded it last year, and you can also get it in Kindle format. So make sure you check out Treasures in Darkness, A Grieving Mother Shares Her Heart. I'm Sharon Betters. Thanks so much for joining us, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow.